We come to that time in our service where we're going to reflect upon our gospel reading for today, which comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks and praise for this day and for all who have gathered together to hear your word, to worship you and to be together virtually or in person in our homes as we celebrate you and the gift of life that you have given us through the crucifixion, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we come to reflect upon your word, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I mentioned in our welcome this morning, we're going to take a year to take a look at the gospel according to St. Mark. And this week, we're beginning with Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And we'll work through Mark from chapter 1 through chapter 16. As we begin this series for over the next year, I want us to keep grounded in one presentation of the gospel for us, to look at it as to where we are at and what God is saying to us through that gospel. It's an opportunity for us to be focused upon why we gather together as a community of faith in Jesus Christ. My hope is that it'll be a year of revelation of God in the midst of several pandemics in which we live. From COVID-19 to civil unrest to racism, to name a few of the current pandemics. And in one pandemic, as I was thinking and reflecting upon this, is the pandemic of the ninth commandment in our lives, the pandemic of bearing false witness against one another. How we talk and deal with one another seems to be a pandemic as you read through the media. This is the world in which we live, the world in which we hear, the world in which we study the Gospel of Mark. As we approach this year-long study, I want you to do one thing for me, and yes, it's a homework assignment as we come into the Gospel of Mark. Not only read the Gospel of Mark, but I would like you to read in the following order at some point these scriptures. 1 Thessalonians, Galatians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Romans, Philippians, and then the Gospel of Mark. The reason why I say read in that order is to help put Mark into perspective. Before the Gospel of Mark, we have Paul's letters. There was no other readings or sharing of the gospel other than what the preaching was of the apostles and the disciples that were out in the community. And the only really written record we have from the time of Christ's ascension to the Gospel of Mark are those first six Pauline letters to the churches in the area. And that's how we hear the gospel. That's how they heard the gospel. So I ask as part of your preparation if you could read those, as I've read those and I continue to do so, to kind of inform me, to kind of give a different perspective of what's happening in the Gospel of Mark. The other thing to keep in perspective is that for the early church, the scriptures that they had that talked about the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ was the Old Testament. They did not have a New Testament at that time, and that's why the letters and the preaching is so important, because that was what was developing in the early church. So the Old Testament, the law and the prophets was critical, as they were the scriptures for the early church. And as the early church read those, they were suffering in the midst of several pandemics as well. Pandemics that we might not think about, but they were pandemics of a different order, of a different time. It was a pandemic of who was the government and how were they being governed. So consider the ruling authorities at that time in which Paul was writing his letters to the church, as well as the Gospel of Mark being written, and then eventually the other Gospels. The ruling authorities at that time were these. The high priests, the kings of Israel, the Roman governors, and the Roman emperors of the world in which they lived. In other words, you might be familiar with these names: Caiaphas, Ananias, Herod Antipas, Herod Agrippa I and Herod Agrippa II, Pilate, Tiberius, Caligula and Nero. That's not all of the rulers, but that is some of the names that we're most familiar with. You can always pull out the encyclopedia or look them up online and see what was happening, how they were ruling. And that's the pandemic. That's the environment in which they were living. That's the environment in which they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's with this in mind that I ask you to rise at this time as I read from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As you heard this morning's scripture reading, and as you look at the pandemics in life, or maybe as you even reflect upon your own life and where you're at in the world today, have you ever wanted to turn back the clock? Have you ever wanted to go back in time to correct something that you maybe have done wrong, to perform better in a particular event, or play, or music, or whatever? Or do you want to go back in time to relive a special moment? That's what happens in our gospel this morning. That's what starts to take place with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our opening song this morning, our opening praise song, spoke to that, about comforting one another. Our opening reading from Isaiah 40 talks about it too, is where do we find comfort? And a lot of times we find comfort not just for things that we've done wrong or things that we'd like to do again better, or we find comfort in things that have gone well, in our memories of good times. We seek comfort in the world in which we live. We seek comfort in the pandemics in which we live. We seek peace and solace in our world today. This peace and this solace and this comfort, we're told, comes from Jesus Christ, and that's stated to us in the very first verse of chapter 1 of Mark. In fact, many people look at that first verse, that first phrase, as the title of the whole book. It begins, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is what the Gospel of Mark is about. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God being with us, as we hear in the other Gospels. Now, there are several ways to interpret this particular passage of Jesus, the Gospel of Jesus Christ. We hear it maybe differently in our own ears, and that. When you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, do you hear the gospel from Jesus Christ, or do you hear the gospel about Jesus Christ? If you think about it, you hear it in one of those ways, you hear it differently. If you hear it from the gospel from Jesus Christ, it's a word that's come to us. He's proclaiming something. It's like John the Baptist in the wilderness proclaiming, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his way and path straight." It's the prophets proclaiming, "This is from God." But if you hear it, and I think it's a better translation as I've looked at the Greek, is the gospel about Jesus Christ. And why do I say the gospel about Jesus Christ? I say that because, now, I'm not a great grammarian and all that. The grammar Jesus Christ, in this case, in that opening phrase, is in the objective genitive. Now, I'm not going to get into what that means because I'm still trying to sort it out in my own mind. But what it really boils down to, as I've read grammar books this past week and read other translations and listened to podcasts and done my own translation, is that the gospel of Mark, that Mark presents to us, is a gospel about Jesus Christ. It's about Jesus Christ as the gospel. It's not a different word. It's not from somewhere else. It's not a philosophy. It's not words of wisdom. It's Jesus as gospel. Jesus Christ as the good news. And that's what we'll find out as we walk through the Gospel of Mark. We'll find out as we get into his parables and how he presents things to us over this next year that it is Jesus doing the good news to you and me. Because when we go back and look at it, when we talk about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, what we know of that gospel, what the early church knew of that gospel, came predominantly at this time from Paul's letters. What did Paul's letters say the gospel of Jesus Christ happened to be? Remember, they didn't have a book called the gospel. What they had was the proclamation of the disciples and the apostles, like Paul and Timothy and Titus and others, that talked about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So from the Pauline letters written before the Gospel of Mark, the gospel of Jesus Christ happens to be this. Out of 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter, you can read, Jesus was raised from the dead, who rescues us from the coming wrath. In Galatians, Paul, in his typical opening, says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself to our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. Again, Paul, in the 18th chapter of 1 Corinthians, writes, Christ crucified is the wisdom and power of God. In the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he tells us that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. In other words, this gospel is Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the Old Testament and in fulfillment of the prophecies, crucified, died, buried, and risen, so that we might be restored, recreated, brought back into relationship with God. This is the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. It's tied to the prophecy. That's why Isaiah is read at this point. He uses Isaiah to bring us back to the prophecy and the fulfillment. We read Isaiah and you see John the Baptist, and John the Baptist is dressed like what? A prophet in the wilderness. And in the wilderness of our lives, in the wilderness of pandemics, we hear that we're not alone, that God comes in Jesus Christ for us. And that's what we are told. That's what is the gospel. And that's what Mark is all about. It's about God with us and our turning back to God, the forgiveness of sin, and being recreated. And we see that at the end of our reading in verse 8 today. Because in verse 8 today, we read and hear that Jesus will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. When I read that, I think about and go back to Genesis and the creation story. When humanity was created in Genesis, God breathed into them the spirit of life. Jesus Christ, through his crucifixion, death, and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins, takes our sins upon himself, and breathes into us newness, new life, recreation. Time is turned back. Each day is a new creation. We get to start new and fresh every single day. What happened yesterday happened yesterday. What starts today starts today. I'm reminded that every single day, and I love sunrises, probably sunrises more than sunsets, because as I go watch a sunrise in the morning, I am reminded as I look east of the resurrection of Christ, that it is a new day, that I am a new person in God, that God has breathed into me the Holy Spirit, and I go about life renewed, recreated, starting all over again. The clock has turned back. And I move forward. That's the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. That's what Mark's going to tell us and show us as Jesus Christ, as gospel. For you and I, in a period of transition, in a period of pandemic, in a period of just trying to live life, that's what I would like you to reflect upon. I'd like you to reflect upon how you are recreated new through the cross of Christ and his resurrection every single day. How that Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, makes you new and moves forward in life. How do you treat one another with that new beginning? How do you love one another with that new beginning? So as we begin our journey in the Gospel of Mark, take some time and read through those earlier letters from Paul and sit down and read the Gospel of Mark in one setting. In doing so, I know you will be blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit. You will be recreated for life in Christ and with one another. To God be the glory now and forever. Amen.